The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Of course, the big news in this part of the world today, it came at 8 a.m. when the government announced that they were officially, along with Spain and Norway, recognising the state of Palestine. Here is the Taoiseach, Simon Harris.
Recognition is an act of powerful political and symbolic value. It is an expression of our view that Palestine holds and should be able to vindicate the full rights of a state, including self-determination, self-governance, territorial integrity and security, as well as recognising Palestine's own obligations under international law.
That was the Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking a little bit earlier today. Steve Wall is with me now, the actor and musician. Steve, what was your reaction when you heard this news?
Hi, Kieran. I was absolutely delighted. Well, I think everybody knew it was coming. It was flagged there a few weeks ago. So it's just really wonderful. I think that has happened and long overdue. It should have happened a long time ago.
What do you hope it will achieve?
I think it will achieve that the recognition of Palestine as a state will, I think it will achieve, governments around the world will be more serious now about basically Palestinian rights. They've had no rights. They're basically living in an apartheid state. So I think now it will also maybe be a path to them becoming a fully fledged member of the UN as well.
There's, as you would imagine, kind of plenty of rhetoric around today. It should be noted about 142 members, I think, of the UN recognise Palestine. So we're kind of not ploughing a lonely furrow here. Two other European countries today. Sweden did it a few years ago. Having said all that, there's others who suggest, you know, we've kind of jumped the gun and there's the Oslo Accords and we're meant to wait until there's more settlement and more agreement on what borders go where. And can you kind of hold any truck with that argument, or can you understand why we've jumped the gun, as some people put it?
Well, basically, I mean, I have no skin in the game here. I'm not a politician. I'm just, you know, a musician, an actor, and I'm totally appalled, and I have been for years, at what's been going on in Palestine. Basically, the slow and the ethnic cleansing that has been going on for, you know, the past 70 years. So, to me, I've always been flagging the Palestinian cause. I've been involved, you know, I've gone on marches for like the last 10 years or 20 years, actually. And what's frustrating about it is that everything is, anytime you protest against the killing of innocent people and the stealing of land, it's the anti-Semitism label. It's conflated always with anti-Semitism. Mm. So I think that whole thing has to be dealt with. I mean, there was an event today just up the road from where I live in Terenure, and it was the inauguration of Ireland's 8th chief rabbi. And, you know, I'd like to extend my congratulations to Yoni Vider. I think that's how you pronounce it. But there were various speakers at the event. And of course, they all spoke about Ireland recognizing the state of Palestine. And Maurice Cohen, who is chairman of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland, he called it an act of pure folly. Now, that's quite insulting to the Irish government and intelligent Irish people. And he also spoke about the growing scourge of anti-Semitism in Ireland. And he gave an example of what he called anti-Semitism. Last weekend, himself and his wife attended the famine commemoration in County Longford. And he said a Garda offered to accompany them as they had to walk past a small group of people with Palestinian flags. Now, those people were there because also in attendance at the event was the Israeli ambassador to Ireland. Now, why she chose to attend an event commemorating the Irish famine while the Israeli government is starving the people of Gaza is another question. But referring to a peaceful protest by ordinary, decent people opposed to genocide and referring to that as anti-Semitic is deceitful, and it dilutes the true definition of anti-Semitism and the horror that was the Holocaust. So this is, you know, Ireland recognizing the state of Palestine, we are being labeled by a certain cohort as anti-Semitic, and they're using this anti-Semitic card constantly. I mean, you know, they keep talking about this scourge of anti-Semitism. I have Jewish friends here whose friendships that I value, and you know, I attend as many of the protest marches for a ceasefire that I can. And I've never encountered a single anti-Semite on any of them. Or in fact, I've never encountered anti-Semitism myself in Ireland. Obviously, I'm not Jewish. But I had Jewish, I had breakfast with a great Jewish friend of mine a few weeks ago. He was born and reared in Dublin, and I asked him if he'd ever encountered anti-Semitism. And he said, apart from the odd silly joke about money lending in college, he'd never experienced it. Now, the Irish are well used to silly jokes, and we even parody ourselves, but we don't take every criticism as anti-Irish.
And so, do you think, and Steve, because right, Mr. Cohen's not here to defend himself, so we'll set him aside for a moment. In a more general sense, do you think that bringing up anti-Semitism, it's a conscious thing, it's a deliberate thing to conflate criticism of the state of Israel with anti-Semitism?
It is. And I mean, and there's been such, you know, I mean, they've even, because there's been so much of this going on, they've even had to, come up with definitions of anti-Semitism, you know, and even the two separate bodies that have come up with definitions are in disagreement about what constitutes anti-Semitism. So there obviously has to be a definition of it, because it has been bandied about. And for there are so many Jewish people on the marches, especially in the UK. I mean, I watched a video today of this, of all of these peaceful protesters and Jewish groups taking part, wearing their Yarmulke caps, carrying placards saying, "Not in our name." And they're all saying, none of them say they feel any element of threat. In fact, they're applauded. So I think, you know, Ireland recognizing the state of Palestine is an important step, as it is for Norway and Spain and the other countries that have done so. I think Slovakia might be talking about it, but because it makes it more official that and sort of basically deals with these sort of trite accusations of anti-Semitism, because it is cheapening, you know, real anti-Semitism. And I think people who are, you know, I mean we have eyes, we can see these videos on Instagram, social media of fantastic Jewish people basically saying, "Not in our name," you know, they're descendants of Holocaust survivors, and saying this is wrong to use the term about what's happening in Gaza, about which is a genocide.
Do you suspect that for a long time people's fear of being labelled anti-Semitic maybe made them reluctant to voice their opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's a huge issue in the entertainment business. You know, like I worry about it myself sometimes, because, you know, like, you know, we're an awful lot of these, you know, movies, TV series and everything that are shooting in Ireland, the money comes from America. And it'd be very easy. I mean, we saw what happened when people spoke out in shock and horror about the genocide in America. People like Susan Sarandon was dropped by her agent. And then there were many others. You know, and I know personally actors in America who are afraid to open their mouth or to repost anything on their Instagram or anything, because I won't name who they are, but they've basically saying, "I can't do that. It's okay for the millionaires," you know, the Susan Sarandons. And I mean, I think they're fantastic. Mark Ruffalo, Susan Sarandon. And there's loads of them. And I think it's fantastic that they're not afraid to call it out, that this is just wrong. And, you know, using their tax dollars to pay for all of these weapons and everything that are bombing hospitals and killing so many children.
Yeah. But I guess if you're a Susan Sarandon, I guess like that kind of associate of yours remarked, she doesn't necessarily need to work again. I'm sure she wants to work again. But, you know, if you're at the other end of the pay spectrum, you're going to be much more reluctant to say anything.
Absolutely. And the thing is, but that's not fair. If you feel something is genuinely abhorrent, and it's just about human rights, you know, you should be able to voice your opinion without any fear of repercussions or harming your career prospects. Anyway, you know, I'm not complaining about that. I mean, because there are, you know, every day there are innocent people being killed en masse, you know, and it's just, I think so many of us are just absolutely horrified by it and disgusted by it, and we feel helpless, and we're shocked at the deceit and the complicity of, you know, the EU. You know, namely, most Germany is sending weapons there at the same time, saying at some point we want to recognize Palestine as a state. But they're sending, you know, billions of euro in arms. So there's just so much duplicitness going on. And, you know, it's I think the world is never going to be the same. You know, what we've been witnessing now in Gaza, people are horrified at the evil, the complicity, the seeming powerlessness of anyone to stop it, and the utter disregard of international laws. And I think our only hope now lies with the students who are protesting all over the world. They are the future. They must be encouraged, nurtured, and protected. You know, peace is the only way.
Well, listen, as you say, it's Norway, Spain and Ireland today. Talk of Slovakia and Belgium as well, according to some diplomatic channels, might be hot on their heels in terms of recognition. It was Sweden a few years ago. 142 other members of the UN recognised the state of Ireland. So, or state of Ireland, the state of Palestine. Ireland now on that list. Steve Wall, a pleasure. And thanks a million for chatting to us. Steve Wall, the actor and musician.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.